I'm ready. Are you ready, Seb?
I'm ready. What about you up there? Are you guys ready?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your everyday wedding insights.
Not sure which one is the best wedding venue?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
So turn your dial up.
You are now listening to
a Tree Studio wedding podcast.
Hi guys, this is Seth from Tree Studio. Today we have a lovely couple we captured come to our studio to pick up their wedding album. So we have a chance to discuss their wedding insights and tips based on their wedding journey. They got married on Valentine's Day this year. They operate a store called Groom Me on Sankuta Road. So here they are. Good afternoon, Lisa and Andy. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Pretty good. It's really good to meet you guys. Thanks for your time to come to our studio. Could you tell us a little bit about your love story and how the wedding day all planned out?
Yeah. Who wants to start? do you want to tell the story or should I?
I can tell the story. Would you like to know how we met?
Like a love story. Yeah.
So we met at work, not the same work, but at my workplace. Lisa introduced herself to me and was quite upfront and abrupt and unlike any other person I'd ever met, let alone female. And being a male-dominated workplace, it was quite confronting, you could say.
Yeah, and he was kind of impressed with my German direct personality when I told him off for something which he has done wrong, which he has still not admitted that he has actually done wrong. But anyway, and from there on, we were literally starting to send messages to each other. And then literally a couple of weeks later, we were starting to date. And that's it.
Yeah. And we got like engaged, you know. So what's the first thing come to you in your mind? Okay, I need to plan this wedding. So what's the first thing come to you?
Yeah, so I guess because I'm quite organized and from my background, from being German, I wanted to get on everything quite quickly and I wanted to have the most amazing services and just really high quality services. And I started looking into everything straight away and I wanted to get married also soonish because I think that people always push out weddings too far and I didn't want to like wait a couple of years before we actually get married. I wanted to just everything get sorted straight away. I like to do things that way.
Yeah, I can see your personality because I was at that wedding expo as well. I saw you talk with William, you know. Yeah. So in terms of wedding planning, it could be really overwhelming. How did you proceed from the start to organize so many things?
I didn't find it overwhelming at all, actually.
Yeah.
I think for me, my entire life literally exists from lists. So I had also a wedding list, which I showed Andy, right?
Yeah, many lists, yeah.
Yeah. and we were sitting down and we were calculating what our budget is. And then we were literally going down the lists and we choose from that list. We went down who we want to choose and what we can afford. And, and I think if you Google a little bit, whatever is, anything with wedding related stuff, then you can see what you need to do. And that's how we did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wedding venue is probably the number one thing on Bride's to-do list. Like, I basically think it's on your list as well, maybe the first thing. So how did you choose your wedding venue? I think the Sandbar Beach Cafe.
The Sandbar Beach Cafes, we choose, firstly, there is a website and you can see the different kind of venues and you can see the recommendation from other people. Mm-hmm. And we wanted something close by and we wanted to have something where we can bring our dogs and where they can be part of the
experience, part of the day.
Yeah, part of the day. And we wanted to have something which is really close to where we live. So we, if we get drunk, which you possibly do when you get married,
yeah,
unless you're pregnant, which yeah. was the case with me, which was a bit unfortunate.
Because we wanted to make it convenient because we had family and friends coming from overseas. We wanted to make it really convenient, really central, nice and easy. So where we were living was close to the venue.
And we like to be at a beach.
No one had too far to travel. And, yeah, the beach was a good option that time of year. It was a good time of year.
And I think the Sandbar Beach Cafe, we can really highly recommend it because they just did everything for us. All the decoration, the food was great. It was not really, it wasn't sit down. It was just a cocktail kind of experience. And that's exactly what we were after. Really relaxed, beautiful and experience for everyone.
Yeah, not too formal. Nice and organized. But, yeah, nice and basic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really beautiful menu based on my experience as well. Choosing the right service supplier is crucial for a wedding. So how did you find out your wedding service supplier? Like, for example, like a photographer, that's us. If you got other suppliers, what's the channel you reach out to them? For us, that's, I think, Wedding Expo, right?
We went to a few expos, went to a couple of venues that were having expo days where they had suppliers there, talked to a lot of people.
And let's be honest, when we saw William the first time, we knew exactly he's our photographer.
Yep. Yeah, he fitted. We knew, didn't know necessarily exactly what we wanted, but once we found those things, we knew it was.
He was always nice, always polite.
We were sure.
And funny, which was important for us because we didn't want to have anyone which is super strict.
Yeah.
Because we're not like that.
It's important that everyone that's a part of the wedding fitted in on the day, wasn't it? We didn't want someone there that was going to be not fitting with our personality, not fitting in with the day.
Mm-hmm. That's why, I think that definitely, again, Google with recommendations and that, and then in that case, obviously we found Tree Studio at the Wedding Expo in Melbourne, which was the best decision ever for us.
Yeah. when you plan your wedding, finding new, fresh inspiration is always something important. So Lisa and Andy, how did you guys find out the new ideas about this path? Where you got the inspirations from? Wedding Expos, you already mentioned. Did you Google?
I didn't really Google anything. I think I had it in my imagination of what I want, particularly also for the people who visited the wedding.
Yeah.
And
I suppose you can't help but be influenced a little bit when you're looking for things. But we knew what we wanted, didn't we?
Yeah, we wanted just having something very, very relaxed and romantic.
Yeah.
And I think because when you have a location which is on the beach, you don't really need a lot because it's such a beautiful location.
Like a casual, more relaxed atmosphere there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For us, a big ballroom or something like that.
Yeah.
Was not an option, we really didn't want to have.
Yeah.
So definitely, it may be a little bit of Instagram here and there, but it wasn't that kind of wedding where we wanted to spend a deposit for a house.
Yeah.
We didn't believe in that and we still don't. So that's why it was a nice, relaxed experience.
We put money into the places where it was necessary, didn't we?
Yeah. For example, a good photographer.
We spent more on certain things with that and then discounted things where need be.
Yeah, that's true. For future bride who are listening to this podcast, what's your tip or recommendation for them? Like number one, maybe.
I think number one. Number one, I think, is find the right DJ. We were not really happy with our DJ because they were not really playing the music we wanted. So that was something a little
bit. Meet the individual that's going to be at the. Don't go to a big company.
And
they send whoever they're going to send. Go to a smaller company and speak to people that are actually going to be dealing with you on the day.
That is, I think, I would say that's number one. Number two. We were really hesitant about paying a lot for video and photography.
Mm-hmm.
And we were thinking that the price a photographer / a video person charges is a bit, a bit too much. But we know now that it's actually not too much. There's so much work involved. And that was possibly the best money we've spent because the photos and the video, we were watching the videos like 20 times already. And every single time I cry, because it's so beautiful. So that is something I can highly recommend, to spend money in somebody you can trust to take amazing pictures on the day, because you can't repeat a day.
Yeah.
It's over.
That's true. Yeah, that's only once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime. So I can highly recommend that. And then invite only the people you really want to have there. Because I can, the next, another bride, if I can recommend them, have an advice, I would say from all the people which were in our wedding, possibly would not invite any more 20% of those people, because I realized that they were not that good friends that I actually really want to have them there, but I felt bad not inviting them. So just don't invite them. Don't feel bad. Right, Andy?
Good advice.
Andy told me that at the start, but I didn't believe him.
Thanks for your tips. Thank you so much, Lisa and Andy. You have provided us some really good wedding insights and tips. So here we have it. We really appreciate the time you spent with us with Tree Studio. This is a podcast from Tree Studio. Reach out to us when you have any issue for your wedding. Stay tuned. Thanks, guys.